This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
APT from 104.1 Jack FM. Super excited about Taste of Minnesota coming up. One of our July 4th performers, Dessa, is right here. What's up, girl?
It's me.
Great hey, that she's here. I love it. All right, July 4th, Taste of Minnesota, downtown Minneapolis. Now I'm going to hit you with this one right off the bat, and you don't know I'm asking. I'm going to tell you this is 2012. My younger sister was graduating from the University of Minnesota, and the keynote commencement speaker at that graduation was none other than Dessa. Okay, how about this? And I was in the audience.
No, you weren't. Were you?
For that speech, because my sister, my little sister, was a graduate. And I was in the audience, and here's what I want to tell you, and this is why it's cool. I specifically remember. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but you talked about failure in that speech. Do you remember this?
I do, actually, really well.
And yeah. How you do? Okay, great. Because you had flown back. It was something crazy. You had flown back from like Paris just to give this speech or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you talked about failure and how, like, basically people are sort of afraid to fail in public a little bit or whatever, but you kind of encouraged the graduates to do that. Well, I want to tell you that in the audience that day, I was there, and at the time, I was just a radio salesperson with a dream to be an on-air personality. Okay. And here we are 14 years later, and I have been failing publicly for a long time. And I wanted to tell you that because I was like, man, how cool is that I get a chance now to interview you in this platform and on the stage right here after you had inspired everybody. Now, you were inspiring the graduates, not the older brothers of the graduates. Well, but you inspired me that day, so I hope you know that.
So. Well, hold on. So how's your sister doing?
Yeah, she's great.
Okay, yeah, she got a job.
Yeah, she didn't fail. She's not in radio. Trust me, okay. She ain't failing as much as her older brother, but that's great. So anyway, I just wanted to tell you that sometimes when you, and I think that speaks to a lot of what you do from a standpoint of not only your music, but your speaking as well, in that, you know, you have an opportunity to inspire people every single day and live a very deliberate, you know, lifestyle. Right?
And I mean, I remember that event in part because I think, like, publicly, our discourse on failure has gotten sort of touchy-feely and gooey. Like, you know, there's a lot of value in and of itself. And I think failing sucks, to be clear. I hate it. I avoid it as much as possible. But to dream big, there's no other path forward than to sometimes do it, and to sometimes do it when aiming for something that's really important to you.
Yeah, and I think, you know, maybe the point of it too that you were making, and I think I agree with you, it's like it's not that you want to fail.
Truly.
It's just that the willingness to put yourself out there to fail, and maybe then that teaches you whatever, how to be better the next time, right? It's just like in sports or anything. It's like, you know, fail and then you get better. It's like, okay, well, I don't want to do that, so don't do that anymore.
Totally.
You know?
And even if it's not instructive, there's just no other way to try to do big things than to sometimes mess up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's just no alternative. So, like,
get after it.
Yeah, exactly.
Get after it. All right, well, Dessa has been getting after it for a long time. Super congratulations on all your success. You know, Taste of Minnesota, one of the things that they're doing this year is it's all local, right?
Yeah.
So it's all these artists that have kind of like really call Minnesota home and Minneapolis in a lot of ways. So talk about that a little bit. To be kind of heralded as really a local favorite, like, how does that feel? How does it feel to be, you know, one of those people on on that lineup, right?
God, I mean, well, you and I were talking earlier before you pressed record about, yeah. you know, how much of our life is mediated by the phone, by social media and all that stuff.
Sure,
so, of course,
yeah.
like everybody else, man, you post your wins and, like, you know, the pancake that didn't flip and hit the ceiling and stuck doesn't yeah. get the feed. But I think Minneapolis, Minnesota, we have a really deep bench, you know?
Yeah.
Well, as
yeah.
is evidenced by the lineup of Taste of Minnesota. But it does feel great. I mean, like, in addition to being excited to play, I'm excited to see a lot of those acts, you
yeah.
know? DJ Sophia Aris, I love her. Palisa, super excited to see that
yeah.
set.
Yeah, like, you're going to be in yeah. the crowd. It's like you're on stage performing, and then it's like, yeah, I'm in the crowd. Like, I'm a fan. You're almost like a fan as much as
oh,
you are a performer.
Yeah, 100%.
That's
yeah.
cool,
yeah.
I think that really, to me, like, performers that always remember what it's like to be a fan, like, I feel like, don't you think that that's how that connection, like, because you don't forget that. You know what I mean? You're not just someone that's like, oh, I'm going to be up there performing. And it's a job maybe to a certain
sure.
degree. But you like, it transcends a little deeper than that. And that's what it seems like for you.
I think so. At least for the people who are involved in the business because they love music. As opposed to they love the business, so they learn music.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
oh,
like,
yeah.
So like you, when you hear, I don't know, does it relate to your job? Like if you hear somebody else while you're driving home on the radio, just crushing it. Are you like, this guy's got chops.
This guy hit a radio break better than I've ever seen. Yeah, so it does. And just, you know, based on my story earlier, having been somebody that went into radio, not because I wanted to be quote unquote rich and famous, because I
yeah.
sure as heck knew that wasn't going to be the case. I went into it because this is who I am, right? Mm-hmm. Like this is like what I do. Like I'm a communicator, right? I'm a connector and stuff like that. And so that's, and I'm a fan. Like I love music and whatnot
yeah.
too. So I
yeah.
love being the audience. So from a standpoint of like promoting artists such as yourself, in a lot of ways, it's very natural for me because it's like, yeah, like check out this awesome EP that Dessa just released, Tough Call. If you don't watch this on socials or if you don't listen to it on the stream, check it out. It's so cool. Like the way it starts with like the clapping or whatever.
See how effortless that was? Somewhere there was a guy in his car listening to you hit that like I could never even dream.
Don't turn away from our interview now to listen to it, but do it after in a few minutes, right? But I mean, so I'm a huge, yeah, like I love radio
yeah.
in general. And so, yeah, like I think I'll always be a fan of radio and audio and music first before I'm a quote-unquote DJ or whatever the heck we are, you know, or social media content. I mean, you were talking about social media. That's what they want us to be now, Dessa. They want us to be content creators and TikTok stars. And I've told them pretty flat out, if you think I'm going to be dancing in front, like if I'm going to set up a phone, every time I see one of these goofy videos, I think to myself, somebody set up a phone like by themselves and like did a goofy little dance. And it's like, it's cool if you want to do that. I'm not knocking that, but it's just like, that's not who I am.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm a radio guy. That's what
yeah.
I'm going to do, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't follow you right now on social. I'm going to go to your social.
Constant
it's going to be a
dances,
bunch of just dance
hundreds
videos.
Hundreds and hundreds of dances.
No. Oh, you're great. All right. So Odessa set. Like if I
yeah.
haven't seen your set, because you know you're super talented in the rapping and obviously the poetry and the music and stuff like that, but like I'm assuming it's high energy. Like what are you getting out of Odessa's set?
Wait, you know, this summer I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Earlier when you said that fundamentally you were a communicator, like that's why you got into this. That's why you feel like you've got talent behind a mic.
Yep.
I think in a lot of ways the same was true for me. You know, I started with like a love of like, should I be a writer? Should I be a, you know, somebody who does slam poetry? I tried both of those things, still do. And for me, I think that connection individually with an audience,
yeah,
like an audience member and an audience writ large, that's the thing that I dig. And not every band is like that. You know, sometimes you see bands who are really vibing off the connection that they have with each other,
sure,
on stage and trust,
sure,
that to carry out. For me, it's 100% like music as a vehicle for connection. So my set, I think, has a lot of like dynamic peaks and valleys. There's,
yeah,
there's some slow songs with huge, you know, four-part vocal harmonies. And then there's some like, hey, sweat through your shirt.
Nice.
You know, kind of jump around.
Just jump around bangers,
jump around,
I guess,
yeah,
right? Is that what the kids still call? Am I like totally dating myself,
God,
by calling an
I don't
upbeat,
know that I can be the expert
banger
in your phone on this. I am not sure. But I would say yes, I definitely still say banger.
That's great.
Yeah.
So obviously Taste of Minnesota going to be rocking here July 4th. What else do you have on the horizon right now from a Dessa standpoint? Is it DessaWander.com, right? Is that it?
Well done. DessaWander.com. That's if people want to check out, you know, the shows that are coming up. So, or just to check out the music, you know, see what kind of stuff is on offer at Taste this year. Next up for me and my band, we've got a couple of shows in Wisconsin after we do the Taste.
Nice.
So we'll be in Viroqua and St. Croix Falls doing shows there. And then I've got a show with the Oregon Symphony. So I'm starting to write that show, which,
wow,
will happen in November.
Cool.
Yeah.
So like
I'm
there's
going
to be a symphony orchestra there and you're going to do the show with that. That's awesome.
Man, and shout out to the Minnesota Orchestra, who I've played with a bunch for, you know, the nice word that they've passed around at orchestra conferences. So yeah.
There's like little orchestra circles that they like telling people.
Oh, big time. We're just, it's their world.
Yeah.
We're living in it.
That is great. There's an artist that we just went to a show. My wife did, actually, Ben Rector. Are you familiar? Yeah.
I just went to lunch with Grant, the guy who booked that show.
Oh, really?
He was talking about how it went down. I heard it was great.
Yeah. He does the shows with the orchestra. Super cool. So Dessa, DessaWander.com. Check that out. Western Wisconsin and Viroqua, kind of, I guess, like south, maybe southwestern Wisconsin, I think, as well.
Yeah.
So check that out. Dessa, again, Taste of Minnesota, tasteofmn.com. Free show, going to be rocking, of course, Brother Ali there as well. Nerdy, Ant, and Dessa right there on Saturday afternoon. Dessa, thanks so much for hanging out with us on Jack FM, and we'll see you at the Taste, okay?
See you there.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.